The Central States Pension Fund is based in Chicago and has more than 400,000 members, retired and still working. And the problem is very simple, according to Executive Director Tom Nyhan. In 1980, there were 4 working contributors for every 1 retiree, while now there's just 1 contributor for every 5 retirees.
The problem is this nagging operating deficit, where you're paying out $2 billion or more a year than you're taking in employer contributions. Your investment returns, as I noted before, have to be extraordinary in order to be able to offset that annual operating deficit.
Like other pension funds, he says Central States was hit hard by the recession in 2007 and 2008, but has since tried very hard to recover.
For example, between 2009 and 2014, I believe we earned $10 billion in investment returns over that period of time, and our net assets went down from 19 to 17 because of every year you're writing checks that, you know, you don't have the income to cover.
And making the situation even worse is consolidation in the trucking industry since deregulation in the late 70s and early 80s. Thousands of companies have disappeared and no longer contribute to the fund, shifting the burden of paying benefits to Central States.
When you cut someone that's already been retired and he loses or she loses 50% of their earned pension, that makes it extremely difficult for them just to be able to maintain their house or maintaining being able to put food on the table, for crying out loud.
That's Howard Spoon, president of Teamsters Local 371 in Rock Island. He blames the Central States Pension Fund, saying its mismanagement, including poor investment decisions, has failed the retirees.
But the problems that we're looking at is the ability to attract new companies that we have or new ones that we may organize into those funds. And there's no rescue plan that I see to allow them to be able to participate without having a tremendous unfunded liability strapped down on them.
Steve Scranton from Taylor Ridge, Illinois, drove for several companies for 37 years and retired 3 years ago when he was 57. And at that time, he thought he had a pension for life. The fund says his pension will be cut 43%, but he knows of others facing cuts of 50 to 60%.
I pay for my own health insurance for my wife and I, and with my pension, I have been able to do that. It has been doable until they take away approximately half of what you have earned.
He's working part-time teaching at a community college, but it's part-time with no benefits. And if the cuts go through, he'll have to get a full-time job.
They need drivers in the industry, so I do not have any fear of not being able to get a job. But starting over again and living out of a sleeper berth over the road is something that I thought I had put to bed at one time. It will come down to wages and benefits and how wearing that is on a man that's not 21 years old anymore.
They all hope for help from Congress and the federal government, but don't think it's very likely. Again, Tom Nyhan, executive director of the fund.
If we don't do something, the benefits go to zero. And it is our view that taking less now, but having it for the balance, you know, an annuity for the balance of your life is a better option than just going to zero in 2026.
The Central States Pension Fund plan to avoid insolvency must be approved by the U.S. Treasury Department and then will be put to a vote of the members, and it could take effect next summer. I'm Herb Tricks.